From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Mental health issues may most be associated with people who are older and perhaps under stress, but studies show that half of all mental disorders start by age 14. So what does that mean for getting mental health care for kids? KBIA's Emerald O'Brien explains how the answer could be bringing mental health care closer to the classroom.
Think about being in seventh grade. You're just trying to get through the days without doing anything too embarrassing. But what if you also couldn't focus on your work, or you felt angry all the time, or you were too afraid to answer questions in class? According to a study by the National Institute of Mental Health, the situation is pretty common. The 2010 report shows that almost half of teens have a mental disorder. Keisha Ross is a psychologist and the secretary of the Missouri Psychological Association. She says parents may not even be aware that their child's problems could be psychological.
Unfortunately, there still is a great deal of stigma that goes along with seeking mental health care. And honestly, sometimes people just don't know and understand what they need to look for. How do they know that their child needs, you know, mental health care services?
Even after they know, it can still be difficult to get treatment due to issues of transportation, insurance, or long wait times, which is why Ross says school intervention is so impactful. And that's exactly what's being implemented in Columbia.
I mean, it's any psychiatric issues that children and adolescents are facing that are impairing their functioning day to day, impairing their ability to do well in school. And so there are some children who are referred because of anxiety or panic attacks.
Dr. Lane Young Walker is an adolescent psychiatrist and director of the University of Missouri's new Bridge program. The program has three psychiatrists and two case managers working with 11 schools in Columbia and Boone County. It's referral-based. A parent or a counselor or a teacher can refer a child if they have concerns. Then the child will have an initial evaluation with the psychiatrist, with two or three follow-up visits and either a prescription or a referral to outpatient therapy. Young Walker says they plan on expanding the program this summer, and that's partly just because it's working. Carol Schutz is a case manager for the program. She says for many of the families, the experience can be overwhelming at first, but
when they realize that we're taking a team approach and they're part of our team, then I notice over time, I see that they become more motivated. They take our calls more readily. They're more receptive to following up and following through on treatment for their children.
And the program tries to keep the price of that treatment as low as possible. Psychiatrists choose medicines from a list of $4 prescriptions, and the case managers will work to get families Medicaid or insurance if they don't have it. Getting children diagnosed early is important for the long term, too. Ross says getting treatment young can keep adolescents from dropping out of school and even committing crimes when they're older.
When they are able to get help early on, it can change the trajectory of their life.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Emerald O'Brien, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.